Welcome back to another episode of the Dropback Podcast. I am Bradley, as always joined by my co-host Zane. If you missed last episode, we did our final running back ranking, so go give that a listen if you haven't already. But how are you doing today, Zane?
I'm doing pretty good. Like we mentioned prior, we're doing our hot takes, you know, so I think these are always fun, crazy, and someone usually gets mad, not usually the people talking about them, but people in the comments. So the stuff later, I'm pretty excited for. But these are always fun, so.
Yeah. Yeah, this episode will be exciting. There will be a lot of hot takes, especially I have a lot of hot takes.
So. Yeah, I have a few. I haven't really talked much with you about them, so I'm just curious what your thoughts are going to be on it.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun episode.
Yeah, has there been any news lately? I don't think there's been anything at all.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember anything.
Let's see. Mike McCarthy's getting fed up with Jerry Jones. Don't blame him.
Yeah, I don't blame him either.
Let me see. Hassan Reddick is skipping practice, I guess, to go cosplay in Japan. That's kind of crazy.
That's funny.
Aiden O'Connell should be the starter for the Raiders as of right now.
Yeah, I mean,
can't say I'm shocked.
Yeah, no one is. They're going to regret this decision, but
I don't think so. Oh, praying for Barry Sanders just because he had a health scare over the weekend.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, for sure.
That looks like it's about it.
Yeah, not much news.
Yeah, they're really. Ramondre Stevenson did get signed to a 4-year extension. Did we talk about that? Probably not.
Oh, he did? I didn't even know about that.
Yeah, right after our running back video, too. I thought that was amazing.
Oh.
I was so happy.
Yeah.
I was like, yes! Because I was like, I needed that. That now I don't have any worries about running back, because we always do the 4-year and dump, but that was with Belichick, so.
Yeah, y'all didn't really have any, like, elite running backs with Tom, did you?
No, I mean, there were good ones. Like, there were guys that had good years, but none of them were ever, like, elite, like you're mentioning.
Yeah.
Which I think, kind of maybe a hot take, I think Stevenson could be elite if he actually has an offense that they're not predictable.
Yeah. I mean, I think... Go ahead.
What were you going to say? No, go ahead.
I think the Patriots are going to look a lot different this year. Got a new quarterback, got some new weapons, got a new coach, so surely it will look different out there.
I would hope so.
Yeah. Hopefully they keep like the defensive scheme and keep that going.
That will be the same, considering he was the one calling plays last year, the head coach.
Okay. Well, do you want to jump right into this episode?
Yeah. Do you want to do the first hot take since I did the running back start?
I'll give my first hot take. I mean, this isn't really a hot take on this channel, but I have J.J. McCarthy winning the Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Fair.
I mean, I know we're both big fans of J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah.
But with a stacked offensive draft, this one is like a really hot take. But I still think J.J. can pull it out. If he just comes in week 3 or 4, because I hear rumors that he might not even start this whole season.
I've heard that, which is why, honestly, I think it'd be a hot take, especially now.
Yeah. But I'm still riding with it. He has Jefferson and Jordan Addison out there, TJ Hawkinson, like, and Aaron Jones in the backfield. I think this offense could really cook out there.
Oh, yeah, easily.
And if J.J. McCarthy is, like, elite out there, the way we talk about him, then I think he could make some noise for that award.
Oh yeah, I think that whole division's gonna be a mess. I think maybe a hot take, three of the four teams in that division make the playoffs this year.
Yeah. I mean, I could see it. It's hard seeing the Bears because just because it's the Bears and they kept their coaching staff, so
Just so unfortunate. That was literally, in my opinion, their second biggest issue last year besides Fields.
yeah, no, they had like the best. I would say they would have. They had the best off season, but they're just missing one piece. Just firing that whole staff over there.
Yeah. I'm in agreement.
Yeah.
I don't know. That was just kind of a follow-up hot take. I thought of on the fly. That wasn't really my big one,
Yeah.
or one of my big ones. My first one, actually, it deals with another division. It deals with the NFC South. And I, maybe a hot take, I think the Saints finished last in the NFC South.
Yeah, I mean, they finished third this season, I think.
Yeah, and I mean, the reasoning behind it, I'm not a big fan of Carr. Their defense is older than dirt. Kamara is on his fall off. Like, go look at it. Go look at the stats. All right, it's there for the Saints fans. Don't get mad. It's there. He is falling off.
Yeah,
They
Indy's
have
just.
Olave, but that's it. Like, Olave is their only offensive piece on the entire team. And Carr has been playing bad. Like, it's all just bad. I think Olave is going to be amazing. In fact, I think probably top 15 range this year. Maybe closer to top 10. But outside of that, I think it's awful.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you have good reasoning also, like, and if Olave goes down too this season, the Saints are just screwed on the offensive side of the
Oh yeah,
ball.
no, if he goes down, I don't see them winning more than three games. And I still don't actually see them winning more than four. Actually, hold on. Their schedule is probably super easy because it's the Saints.
I
Let
mean,
me see.
hey, your boy could come in for Carr, Spencer Rattler.
Yeah, I think Spencer Rattler starts by like week 10. Okay, they play week one. I think they'll probably split with the Panthers. They're gonna start like 1-6
Yeah.
because they go Panthers, Cowboys, Eagles, Falcons, Chiefs, Bucks.
Oh my gosh. That's a brutal start.
Yeah, and then they play the Broncos. I could see them winning there. The Chargers, I think the Chargers take that. They'll probably lose to the Panthers the second time. I could see them beating the Giants. I could see Commanders. Yeah, I'd say about four wins out of this team. I know we're not doing our record predictions, but like that's just an early look. We'll do
Yeah.
those in August.
Yeah, that first half of the schedule is tough for them. Whenever you were saying NFC South, I thought you were gonna say like the Panthers finish with the number one record or something
Oh, I
like
thought about it, but no, they're not that good yet.
that. But moving on to my second hot take. It is Nick Sirianni gets fired from the Eagles.
Ooh, after season?
Yeah, like after season, or just like in general before next season starts, really.
I don't hate it. I don't love it, but I don't hate it. If they don't
I
make the
mean,
super, if they don't make it close, if they like first round again, I could see him being on like the hot seat and then 2025 being his last year. I could definitely see him being fired. I just don't know how aggressive their owner is.
yeah. I mean, he's aggressive because he went for AJ Brown. I think they traded up for DeVonta Smith. Did they or?
Yes. So wait, hold on. I'm trying to remember how that works.
Yeah, I think they did to like six or
No.
something.
They moved up. Was it six? No, Waddle was six. Oh wait. Yeah, Waddle was six because Chase was four. Was Chase
Yeah,
four?
they okay, they
Chase was four.
They traded up from 12 to 10 with the Cowboys to get their guy.
That's
So,
right.
I mean, he's definitely aggressive, but
I
I
think they
think.
traded. So I thought they were originally at like pick like seven and then traded back and then back up. Was that what
Yeah,
they
no, I
did?
did too. No,
It don't matter.
Yeah.
By the way, that same draft, the Giants picked Kadarius Toney in the first round.
No. Yeah. That was a bad pick.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, my reasoning for this is because he got cooked for the coordinators was leaving. Like, it was clear that his coordinators brought them to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's just...
I could definitely see it. I'm not a
big fan. I don't... I'm not either. Especially, like, whenever he was yelling at the Chiefs fans.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't expect much. I expect what they did this past year to happen again.
Yeah, I mean, they upgraded their worst position, the cornerback position, yeah. So I don't know.
Yeah, I do like that one, though. For my second hot take, I'm going to say Kyler Murray is an MVP candidate and close to a top 10 quarterback.
I mean, yeah, I mean, that is totally realistic.
I mean, okay, best offense he's ever had. Best team he's probably ever had. He's healthy, and this is the best offensive line he's had. I mean, the reasons are kind of basic and simple. I love Marvin Harrison. I love Michael Wilson. Zay Jones isn't bad either. So that's their top three wide receivers. You got Trey McBride, who I think is a stud, obviously. Y'all saw our tight end rankings. And James Conner's good too. Like, he's got a good group around him, and I think MVP candidate, maybe not MVP winner, but MVP candidate is a definite possibility. Maybe a slight hot take, depending on who you talk to.
Yeah. That's very possible. Yeah. I would just be worried about that defense.
But that doesn't affect him, though.
Yeah. But, I mean, Kyler Murray wants to win, so I'd just be...
True.
So...
You're right there. And I think that might affect it, because people are like, well, he didn't win the games. He'll still put up, like, 30 points in a game, and his defense will sell, or something like that.
Yeah, because, like, most of the time, like, there'll be a guy, like... that's playing at an MVP level, and then they're like, oh, but they did make the playoffs. And it's like, dude, but how do you carry that team?
Yeah.
But my hot take, next, this is kind of biased, but I could also see this. Steelers win the AFC North. My reasoning is because all the other teams, they got worse.
I disagree. On just that last part.
Okay. Well,
I want to hear your reasoning on why.
Who got worse than the Steelers?
I mean, okay. I don't think the Bengals got worse. I think they actually got better at positions of need. They're fine at every position. I don't think they got worse, but I don't think they got much better. I think they're probably pretty much stationary. The only issue last year was Burrow got hurt. Ravens, I think they got a little better. A little, just slightly.
I mean, they did add Derrick Henry, but they also lost Patrick Queen, though.
Okay, that part, that one I'll give you. Their defense might be a little worse, yeah. Okay, yeah, I don't hate it. And, I mean, the Browns are the Browns.
Yeah, no, and the Browns still have Deshaun Watson's contract.
I don't hate that one.
Yeah, I mean, my reasoning, basically, we brought in two quarterbacks. One of them's got to somewhat be better than Kenny Pickett last year. That's the ultimate goal, bringing in these two guys. And then we have Jalen Warren and Najee Harris. Yes, we did lose Deontay Johnson, but I really do expect us to go out and get a wide receiver. And
for Ayuk still, huh?
Yeah, with Ayuk, like, if Ayuk gets traded, then I feel like we're just going to start the season off. And it's George Pickens' second year, so he's going to get better. And we brought in Arthur Smith, who is a run-heavy coordinator. And our offensive line got better. So I think we could just run, pound the ball, and then whoever's at quarterback will throw the ball halfway decent. That's
your punt returner, Justin Fields. So,
yeah.
Have you seen Madden animation?
Oh, I did. That was like,
oh, that was bad.
They're just doing that just to get their name out and like people talk about the game.
Let me see. Oh, sorry, I'm trying to find my hot takes. I don't hate that though, honestly.
Yeah, and the Steelers always finish with like a 500 or better record, so it's like,
no, that's not really a hot take. Ooh, okay. Javon Baker, I'm going to be my bias. Here's my bias. Javon Baker and Jalen Polk both look like true wide receivers out of the Patriots and both go for over 800 yards this year.
Yeah, I mean, that's a valid take, yeah.
It's like a little spicy take. It's not even that hot. It's just not cool. A little slight hot take.
Yeah. It ultimately comes down to, Drake May.
Yeah.
Drake May. How he performs, and then obviously Brissett will be quarterback for a couple weeks. So how he performs.
I expect Brissett till week four. May comes in and maybe doesn't light it up, but has like a good rookie year. Like the Jones rookie year with like a few less interceptions.
Okay, let's say Brissett is 4-0 to start this season.
Yeah.
Or like even 6-0, would you still bring in May?
No.
Hmm.
Mm-mm.
And that's
now, if we're like 1-3 or 1-5, throw May in.
Yeah. But I mean, I'd be a little concerned if they throw in May a little early.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
It just all depends on like how May is feeling and like how the coach is feeling. Like, truly depends
really,
on all
it's
that.
It's just going to depend on the whole situation, especially at camp, which I am so excited for next month.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
Yeah. Huh. I'll send photos.
And you can talk about it on here too, plus.
Yeah, I probably will. They'll probably be like, we'll probably record ahead of time. Hope that's okay with y'all. I mean, everybody does it. So, there'll be like some episodes that'll come up, and then once I get back after the trip, we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
I'll leave on a Monday and come back on a Monday, so it'll be like a Thursday episode that we get to talk about it.
Yeah. Alright. It's back to me, right?
Yeah.
I wrote down the Jaguars will regret that contract in the next, like, over the next couple of seasons. Like, I expect the what?
I said I don't hate it.
Yeah, it's just, like, it's so big. I understand, yeah, like, you'd have had to pay him more, but I would have, like, told Lawrence, I would have been like, dude, bring us to the playoffs or, like, do something if you want all this money. And yes, he did lead the Jaguars to a playoff once.
He should have done it this past year, but he got hurt. Christian Kirk got hurt. Ridley dropped like every touchdown he'd ever catch. I think Ridley had like 4 dropped touchdown passes.
Oh, yeah.
This past season. It was
and Lawrence overthrew him a little bit too sometimes.
if it's in his reach, he should catch it. If it goes off your fingertips, you should catch it. It's the rule.
Yeah.
I like that one, though. I do.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just like, I don't see them being good this year. They don't look like a playoff team to me. And then, like, you'll have to pay Trevor Lawrence all this money. So it's just like, it's very concerning for me if I was a Jaguars fan.
Yeah, I like that one. So, okay. This one, I really, I think this is the last season I'll ever put faith in it unless he proves me right. And then I'll keep doing it. Kyle Pitts finishes as tight end one in fantasy and overall and leads Atlanta in receiving yards and maybe receiving touchdowns.
Yeah. I mean,
this is the last season I'm putting faith in him.
It's so hard to put faith in him.
I know, but like, I got to do it this one last time. He added Kirk. They got Kirk Cousins. He's an actual quarterback. He is somebody competent throwing him the ball. He went through for 1,000 yards his first season with incompetence. So imagine what he's going to do now. Like, and they actually have an offensive coordinator who knows what he's doing and knows how to use tight ends and everything. Like, this is, if it, any season, it will be this season. If he doesn't, then it's done.
Yeah, like, this season is his final year to show anything.
I think this will be the last year I put it.
I mean, if it doesn't happen this year, then you could be like, next year's episode of Hot Takes, could say, Kyle Pitts will have a number one year this year.
Do it until he's off the team.
And then he'll be like, well, he was just in a bad situation then.
Yeah, and then I'll keep doing it.
Yeah, it's back to me. I have that the Bills will win their division.
It's not that hot a take. They still have Josh Allen.
I mean, yeah, but like, the Jets, they got a couple pieces, and Aaron Rodgers is healthy. The Dolphins still have Tyreek and Waddle. And they still have the running back core. So, I mean, it's going to be hard for the Bills, but, I mean, I could see a world where Josh Allen just carries them. Kind of like he did this year, but, like, even harder.
Yeah. Honestly, yeah, he really is going to have to, like, do what Mahomes did this past year.
Yeah, truly. And Mahomes have better weapons than Allen does this year.
Well, this year, yes.
Well, I mean, they have Travis Kelce, Rashee Rice.
Well, last year, yeah. It's literally like it's an exact blueprint, in my opinion. Like, it's the exact same. Because you got Kelce to Kincaid, and I think they're pretty similar at this point in their careers. And then you got Coleman, who was a second-round rookie wide receiver. And then you got Rice, who was a second-round rookie wide receiver. You know, like they feel very similar. Heck, they even has Valdez-Scantling as a wide receiver, like, 3/4.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's slightly better, the Chiefs, but...
Yeah, I mean, that's fair.
Yeah.
I don't hate that one at all. I think the Dolphins end up taking the division. Okay, saying this now, maybe it's a hot take. The Jets won't be that good. They will be average. They won't be great like everybody's expecting this 13-4 record from. They're gonna finish closer to 9-8 than they will to 13-4. That's not my hot take, but that is a statement I feel like was needed to be said.
Yeah, that is... I mean, I like the Jets. They have a solid defense. It all comes down to if Aaron Rodgers can stay healthy.
Yeah, which I don't know. He's seeing a man in a hat, so I'm a little worried for him. He's just going to throw it at nothing, and we're going to know why.
Yeah, he's on those drugs.
Yep. Okay. I just looked up. I'm looking up a couple hot takes because I ran out. If I'm being totally honest, I only had a few. But these are fun ones, I feel like. Because, you know, like, it's fun to talk about other people's hot takes, too. So, and maybe if I agree, I'll just say I agree. Bo Nix has a Mac Jones-esque rookie year, and Denver finishes with a bottom five record. Don't really know if that's a hot take. I think it's just maybe it's a cold take, even. I think that's pretty accurate. How that finishes out.
So yeah, I mean, that is possible. I'm just worried for Bo Nix, his weapons. Like, he doesn't have.
He had any... a better than Mac Jones.
Yeah, he does, definitely. But Andy's bringing over a teammate. So.
Which I saw another hot take actually right below it that said Troy Franklin is this year's Puka Nacua.
Wait, say that again?
Troy Franklin is this year's Puka Nacua.
Oh, that's kind of a hot take.
Yeah. I don't hate it though.
Yeah. I actually have one.
Alright, I did come up with a couple more while thinking about it.
Actually, you go ahead. It's your turn, actually.
No, I just went with the Bo Nix thing.
Oh, wait, yeah. My hot take, hold up. That Anthony Richardson has an incredible season. I mean, that's not...
Hot take.
Yeah.
I think it's solely a hot take. Dude played a game and a half, okay?
I mean, yeah, that's why it's a... I mean, yeah, a game and a half.
People act like he's, like, the best thing since Cam Newton to come out.
I mean, he could have, like, a Cam Newton-esque season in his career because of, like, his...
brand Cam Newton.
Yeah.
Like...
He's that meme that's, like... We have Cam Newton at the house, and it's Anthony Richardson.
That is exactly it. He won't reach Cam Newton, ever.
I mean,
he might get on the rushing side, but never the passing side. He will not reach Cam on that side of things.
Yeah, his passing is struggle. It's struggles, but like I think Anthony Richardson could have a.
He could have a great year.
Pretty,
I like it.
Like a really good.
I do. I think maybe I'll add on. Will Levis and him have a very similar year.
So what do you think Will Levis will do?
Have a good year. I think Richardson will have a good year, but people are acting like he's going to have like a top five year, which I disagree about.
Yeah, I still...
Fantasy-wise.
Yeah, I still see in fantasy he gets drafted pretty high.
Which, it's like early second round, I think, right now, is what they ended up happening with our league, at least. It was like early second, and I was like, that's crazy for a game and a half. Personally, I'm not a risk taker.
Yeah.
That's me. Okay. I might have cooked, I might not have. Jackson Smith Njigba is the leading wide receiver by the end of the season for the Seahawks.
Yeah, that's a hot take. Like, I could see him being above Tyler Lockett because Tyler Lockett's getting up there in age, but DK is a dog. So that'd be.
I think what's going to happen is DK is the over the top, right? But JSN is going to take all those catches underneath. He's going to have a lot more catches, which will get him more yards. But then DK is going to be like the bigger play threat. DK might end up with more touchdowns, but I think JSN will be that more reliable target for them and end up being that wide receiver one. DK is still a beast, though. I'm just a big JSN fan. I was this past year. I was during the draft. I wanted the Patriots to get him, but I'm not complaining about it because we got Gonzalez, so it's fine. It worked.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you could somewhat compare Christian Gonzalez to Anthony Richardson a little bit. I mean, Christian Gonzalez had a better college career than Anthony Richardson did. But, like, people are talking about Christian Gonzalez, like he's about to be the next big thing, which I think he is really good.
Locked down A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Waddle, Hill, all in his first 2 weeks. Okay. He locked down like six wide receiver ones in his first couple weeks and then got hurt. And it was a fluke injury.
Oh, I did not.
He looked like an absolute gem. He picked off Tua on a deep ball, of course.
Okay, well, that's Tua.
Tyreek Hill, he jumped over Tyreek Hill and caught the ball. Of course, Tyreek is short. Putting Tyreek Hill in a jump ball situation was just so bad.
Yeah, he did not help Tyreek there.
Sorry, I'm trying to check something. Let me see. Who was it? I'm trying to find the stuff. So, yeah, it was A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Waddle and Hill, Garrett Wilson, and then I think he got hurt during the Cowboys game, but he was doing good against CeeDee Lamb. Or it was something like that. Yeah, and like his literal first like 4 weeks of the NFL. If you looked at his full schedule, if he had gone all the way through, hold on, let me pull it back up. He would have gone through like every top wide receiver in the league that season. So it was Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown, Tyreek Hill, Waddle. Yeah, Tyreek Hill, Waddle, Garrett Wilson, CeeDee, Olave, Adams. Diggs, Waddle and Hill again, Terry McLaurin, Michael Pittman, nobody from the Giants, Keenan Allen and Mike Williams, Pickens, Rashee Rice, Sutton, back to Diggs, and then back to Garrett Wilson. It's insanity. It would literally would have been an insanity run if he didn't let up a touchdown.
Yeah, that would have been like Darrell Revis' season.
Yeah, he literally would have had like Gonzalez Island going.
Yeah, that would be crazy. That would have been fun to watch too.
Oh, I was so hyped for it, and then of course, fluke injury happens right at the end of the game, trying to stop a tackle and lands on his shoulder wrong. Hate those. Everybody's gonna do something to their shoulder when that happens, and it happened to three players. It happened to him and Marcus Jones in the same game. And then it happened to Judon like 2 weeks later.
Oh, that's brutal. Devastated. That is brutal. And I feel like the Patriots had injury fluke this past season.
Yeah, it was like the injury fluke just hit the team. We still ended up with a top 10 defense, by the way. Just wanted to point that out.
Yeah, I know. Like it was defense just...
Yeah, here's my hot take. The Patriots finished with a top 5 defense this year, but still a... towards the back half offense.
That is very possible.
Our defense didn't get any worse. It got better. So, but yeah, I'll let you get your hot take time.
I don't know how much of a hot take this is, but it is the Cowboys missed the playoffs and they fire Mike McDonald and just get rid of everyone. They get rid of Dak. They keep Micah Parsons and CeeDee, but they get rid of Dak.
I love that, actually. I hope so. For the long term, Dak is still a great quarterback, and I don't think he's truly at fault. I truly believe Jerry Jones is at fault for this team, and I think they won't be good until he's gone. So until he is on his deathbed, Cowboys fans, I am sorry, but y'all won't do anything.
I don't think Jerry Jones will sell the team until he's dead.
Exactly. So y'all got another you know what? He's probably immortal. Wouldn't surprise me.
He's gonna be in 25 years. We'll be telling our kids, "Oh yeah, Jerry Jones. He's still alive.
Yeah, he's still alive and owning and doing stuff for the Cowboys and making them the worst team in the NFL. Like, I swear, he almost has, like, a grudge against them right now.
Yeah, no, like, they should have fired Mike McDonald.
I don't even think McDonald... Wait. Oh, Mike McCarthy.
Mike McDaniel. Oh, yeah, McCarthy, yeah. There's so many Mikes in the leagues. Yeah.
I think McCarthy's not at fault, though. I really do believe it's... They don't have much talent at a lot of positions right now. Look at their running back room and their O-line right now. It's in smithereens. And then look at their wide receiver core behind CD. It's terrible. And they have a good tight end, which I'd invest in because he's probably going to be their number two target with Ferguson. And then their defense, of course, they got Micah. And they got a couple of other good guys on the defense, but it's just like overall the depth at a lot of their positions is terrible. Jerry Jones cannot draft.
He cannot. He can draft offensive linemen, but that's about it.
Fair. He didn't really draft well at offensive line lately, or defense. That was defensive line.
Well, yeah, but they drafted like Zach Martin. Guard, what's his name?
I know who you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah.
I don't hate that, actually. Let's see. I'm trying to come up with something.
Yeah, no, I am too. There's.
I had a lot of stuff written down, but now I'm looking at them like they're not really hot takes, so I'm just going to leave them alone. Blake Corum finishes as the RB1 in LA.
I mean, I don't know.
He's showing out right now. We don't have a timeline on Kyren Williams. Kyren Williams is a stud, but Corum has looked great. And I think Corum, because of how much Kyren gets hurt, might just overtake him just because of that. I don't know if it'll actually happen, but that's why it's a hot take, and that's why it's fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I don't think we actually talked about this. This is a little random. But Mike Tomlin got re-signed.
Yeah, no, I mentioned it to you a couple episodes ago.
Oh, wait, yeah.
Yeah, it was just a quick little thing, though.
I was reading hot takes, and I saw someone was in the red seat that Mike Tomlin's in the hot seat. And I'm like... Yeah, that's not
high. Extended. He's going to have at least 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll let you try and cook something up.
I'm reading some hot takes, and I see Justin Fields will score at least 5 touchdowns as a non-quarterback. As dude, like, what?
People are hating on Fields now, but honestly, it's kind of deserved. He hasn't done good.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair.
He's never helped him, but, like, they're old. The old coaching staff that was there when Fields first started, and, like, the GM and everything, I'm like, why are you even in a job?
Yeah.
Ryan Poles has done great as of recent, so I will give him that. But, like, he didn't really help Fields to start.
I mean...
Remember when they signed Allen Robinson to be their wide receiver one?
What?
I remember when they signed Allen Robinson to be their wide receiver one.
Yeah, I do remember that, yeah. I mean, I don't know how much is this is a hot take. But the Chiefs three-peat. I don't know.
Oh, I hate that. No, don't even.
Like,
air.
I mean,
that's gross.
I mean, the AFC just isn't like. I'm looking at all the teams right now, and there's not a team that I'm like, oh, yeah, they could beat the Chiefs right now.
I think the Dolphins could.
No. Not with Tua. They showed it twice this past year.
You're right.
The Texans, they're just too young. They don't have the experience.
No, not even. I think they have the experience now. They added experienced older players. I think they're fine. A lot of year two, year three guys, year four guys now. I think they're chilling.
Yeah, I mean the Texans possibly.
Burrow can do it. He always does it. It's fine. He's always done it, though. You can't say no.
But I would rather see the Chiefs win a Super Bowl three-peat than the Bengals. Because
all you're going to hear for the rest of time is Mahomes, Mahomes, Mahomes this, Mahomes that. You don't want that. Super Bowl ain't going to hurt anybody.
I mean,
Burrow doesn't even have to win the Super Bowl. He just has to beat Mahomes.
I mean, I like Mahomes, and I think he is up there with all-time greats.
They'll start saying he's number one.
I mean, I wouldn't hate that take. I simply wouldn't hate that take. I mean, he would have to win at least like six.
No, not if he gets a three-peat. Nobody's ever done that.
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, the Bills four-peated and lost.
And lost, yeah. I think, yeah, I don't know. That'd be a fun conversation. Like, I would nearly hate that conversation because it'd be like you'd hear it so often.
Which is why I don't want it to happen, because I never want it to get brought up.
But I mean, it'd be cool to see a three-peat.
Would it be cool? Yeah, I just would hate the topic.
I mean, now you'll understand how it feels to be on the opposite end of things.
Yeah, I know.
Of hearing all about. All about Brady. Oh, the Patriots are so good. All
right. This is more when I paid attention than when I watched. Ooh. Okay, I got another one. Xavier Worthy finishes as wide receiver for the wide receiver three for the Chiefs this year.
Yeah. Okay, that's a good take. We're not Worthy fans.
No, we're not. So.
He can run fast, and that's about it.
That was like a mild take, if you will. Let me see. Yeah. Hold on. Tyron Tracy, Zamir White, and what's his name? Tajay Spears are clear wide receiver ones for their respective team. Zamir White finishes top 25. Spears finishes top 20. And Tracy kind of fills the hole for Saquon leaving. For the Giants. That was a triple.
Yeah, I'm reading some hot takes. This page is a very big fan of the Bengals because it says the Bengals will defeat the Lions in this year's Super Bowl and Joe Burrow will win the MVP award.
I love that too.
I like Burrow, but I strongly dislike the Bengals.
See, I hate the old Bengals. I'm fine with the new Bengals. If we're talking Burfitt days, I hate those days.
But I mean, now
the culture's changed.
They're just still the same old Bengals to me. I mean,
how's Nick Chubb's leg?
Okay, that was a freak accident.
You're right.
That was just a Nick Chubb diving and he just hit. Yeah. Wow, the Cardinals will post an 8-game winning streak.
Ooh, do you remember? Didn't they go 10-0?
Yeah, no, they had a really good season in 21, I think. Oh, Brandon Ayuk will be traded to the Saints. Ew, I hate that. Oh, that's disgusting.
Hey, let's ruin his career. Great idea.
Yeah, because like if he gets traded to the Patriots or Steelers, they have a good chance of making a run, but the Saints have no chance. Mm-mm.
I do love a Spencer Rattler ends up looking like you know how Will Levis came in last year and looked decent?
Yeah.
I think Spencer Rattler comes in and does the same thing.
That's fair. There's one that says Derek Carr will arrive at training camp with a new haircut. what?
I don't know. That doesn't sound like a hot take to me.
The Rams will win the NFC West. Hey.
Okay. Xavier Leggett ends up being the wide receiver one for the Panthers, more like a Mike Evans, and Deontay Johnson ends up more like a Chris Godwin for them. And let me see the rest of that. And then Bryce Young looks like a top 20 quarterback this year.
Mm. I mean, yeah, that could happen, yeah. Arnold will lead the rookie cornerbacks in interceptions. I like that. I mean, that's a very big possibility in my
eyes. I could see it. He's with the Lions. He's their number one. They have two rookies in the division and Sam Darnold, technically. So I don't really hate that at all.
Yeah. Serious beef will remain from the Tom Brady roast. What?
Giselle's going to break up with her current boyfriend because of the Tom Brady roast. Oh, wait. She did.
Yeah, she already did.
Chestnut checkers. Woo.
Hot take. Tom Brady will get back with Giselle.
Oh, he's already dating some Brazilian model. Like a 36-year-old Brazilian model.
Oh, yeah. Wait, I did see that. I saw a comment that said, I didn't know Tom Brady had game outside of the field.
That's pretty funny, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see any more.
I'm looking at a couple. Oh, never mind, it was a troll. Someone said, Mahomes gets benched by Andy Reid. Tay-Tay dumps Travis Kelce, and Carson Wentz leads the Chiefs to a Super Bowl.
I mean, I could definitely see that. There's a world.
Rams finish with 14 wins, Bears finish with 12. No. Just no.
Dude, if I saw that, I would just be like...
with 13. No.
I'd be questioning everything.
Okay. Here's one. Caleb Williams finishes with Offensive Rookie of the Year and NFL MVP in the same season.
Oh, that's crazy. That is insane.
I love how hot a take that is, though. Like, it's hot enough to be like, I don't know, but also, like, cold enough to be like, well, that team's really good, so I don't hate it completely.
I mean,
I'm not gonna read off this one, but it's about Deshaun Watson.
Oh, no. Okay, the last time a rookie won MVP was Jim Brown in 57.
Well, it was Jim Brown, so makes sense.
I mean, also, there's no way that happens.
Baker wins. No, because he didn't really come back from anything.
Okay,
I see two back-to-back about the Giants. Daniel Jones gets benched halfway through the year for Drew Lock. They should have picked up Spencer Rattler, by the way, but it's okay.
I mean, I like Drew Lock.
I do too. And then the other one is Daniel Jones wins comeback player of the year. Now, I don't believe in that one, but I think Drew Lock comes in. Let me see something. I gotta come up with a hot take real fast, just top of my head. Oh, maybe a hot take, but a prediction at the same time. Not in any order. The Broncos, Saints, Giants. Broncos, Saints, Giants will be the top three picks next year. Not in that order. Just those are my predictions.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's very possible. I mean, no. The Saints one will
probably be like right there too. I'm being a realist as a Patriots fan, though. I'm being a realist. We need a left tackle still. I will take Will Campbell all day, every day.
Yeah. Yeah. I have like one more biased hot take. Okay. Pat Freiermuth will be one of the best tight ends in the league after this season.
Like a top 10 again?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. I do love that.
People sleep on Pat Freiermuth. I think he is a dog.
I gotta be honest, they do.
Like, oh, he is so good. I hope Arthur Smith uses Pat Freiermuth and not Darnell Washington.
He will. Y'all should have picked up Johnny Smith.
Please no. Fantasy. Please no.
I love Johnny Smith though. He's such a cool dude. I got to talk to him at training camp 2 years back. He was such a good dude. I told him I drove up from Tennessee and his jaw just dropped. He's like, "What, you what?" And I was like, "Yeah, I drove up here from Tennessee." And he's like, "Really?" And I was like, "Yeah." And he signed, like, he's like, "Is there anything I can do for you?" And I was like, "I just want this ball signed for my friend." And he's like, "I'll do that right now." Yeah, man, that's awesome. So,
oh, dude, that's pretty cool.
He was such a cool dude, though. I was sad. I'm going to be honest. I was sad when we cut him.
I mean, he was pretty good for y'all, wasn't he?
Yeah. Okay, way too early hot take. Shedeur Sanders isn't a top 20 pick in the draft.
I mean, I'm not a big Sanders fan. I don't think he's that talented, so I can see it. I'm going to be watching more college football this year because I want to see the upcoming guys throughout the season. So unless Saunders just improves like crazy, then
he's going to have to like look insane to me, at least in my opinion. He's going to have to look nuts.
Yeah. He has to look really good.
Yeah. I'm trying to add in a couple draft ones just because I think it's fun.
Get drafted Carson, in the first round.
Boom.
Three
running backs go first round.
I know this running back class is crazy next year.
It's nuts. It's so nuts.
Yeah. Well, I have one. Carson Beck is the number one overall pick. I mean, I don't know how. Yeah.
Well, if it's my prediction was the Broncos, Giants, and Saints in any order, two of those teams might need a quarterback next year, potentially. Probably just the Giants. So if the Giants finish overall one, I could see it. Their defense is just too good for them to finish, like, first. Honestly, like, it's going to be so weird. Because, in my opinion, a lot of teams are, like, awkward good. Like, they could be really good, but they could also be awful.
Yeah. They're, like missing one piece.
Yeah. Like the Raiders, right? They really need a quarterback, but everything else looks fine. I mean, they need a couple corners, too, but everything else looks fine.
Yeah.
Like, I think they finished towards the bottom just because they don't have a quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree, yeah.
Let me see. Who else on here? Like, I was trying to come up with another example. No, those don't really work either. Nope, never mind. That was the team I was thinking of, actually. It was just them. Which, now I'm looking at the draft, which I know we're not, this is hot takes, but, like, nobody has traded their first-round pick, which is so bizarre. Like, somebody's gotta. And by the time
season starts,
there's gonna be a trade somewhere.
Especially with, like, Brandon Ayuk still available.
Yeah. I think, now this is probably a controversial hot take, I think Will Johnson's the top overall corner in the 2025 class by the end of season. With Travis Hunter being right behind. But I think Will Johnson will end up looking like the best this next season. Oh, I also think this is college related. I also think Colorado finishes with less than 5 wins.
Wait,
Colorado. Yeah, as you all can hear, I am not a fan of Colorado or anything they are. So.
Yeah.
I don't know, that's pretty much all my hot takes I had, though. So.
Yeah, same.
do you want to wrap it up there, then? I mean, we don't have many more hot takes today. So.
I mean,
if you want us to do more of these, I'll do some more research, and I'll try and come up with more. Just let us know if y'all want another video of these. We'll probably do them closer to season. Maybe during season, even. Maybe like a halfway through. I don't know. I think that's where we're going to wrap it up, though. So, thank you all for listening to another episode of the Dropback Podcast. Be sure wherever you are listening to leave a like, follow, subscribe, or comment. We always appreciate it. If you'll disagree with any takes or anything, let us know down in the comments below. As always, thank you all for tuning in. Hope you all tune in the next one, and peace out.
Peace.